lesson to learn there going forward is, are we going to repeat the same mistake in Afghanistan? I firmly believe, as I said at the time, that not leaving some sort of stabilizing force in Iraq would lead to exactly the kind of religious and breakdown and infighting that's occurred. I think we would have made a big impact if we'd left people there. We didn't, so that's sort of hindsight. But the foresight application of that is, let's not do the same thing in Afghanistan. Too many lives have been lost, too much effort has been made to now just turn our backs on that effort. And the president's announcement just a couple of weeks ago that we would be totally out of Afghanistan in 2 years was an announcement to the Taliban that really all they have to do is begin to work toward that date. I am telling General Dempsey and others that I think the principal lesson to learn here going forward is, let's not do this again, and let's then decide what we need to do to be sure that Iraq doesn't provide a haven for terrorists that exceeds anything they've ever had. Middle of the Middle East, much more accessible to Europe. If terrorists could do bad things in Afghanistan, the potential to do those same bad things from a Syria and North and Central Iraq-based caliphate would be much worse, and we need to think about what, if anything, we and our NATO allies can do to see that that doesn't go forward.
Hey, wanted to ask you about the Iraq situation and Afghanistan. How long do we leave our men and women in a place like that? Is that an open-ended thing, or is there a time where we could ever get out of there?
Well, I think that's an evaluation you have to make, and leaving people there to provide training, to provide a stabilizing unit in the country, to provide intelligence services. You want to leave enough people that they're safely there, but that doesn't mean you have any kind of ongoing combat mission in all likelihood. I mean, we've had people in Korea since 1950. We have a residual force that President Clinton left in Bosnia. And you haven't heard much from Bosnia because of that, but if we had taken all our troops out of Bosnia, that sort of ethnic infighting would have continued and we would have had problems there. The lesson to be learned from our past successes is that stationing American troops outside the United States is not the worst thing that we can do to commit ourselves to a stronger world. When you have strength, you usually don't have to use it. It's only when you refuse to show evidence of that strength that you have to use strength. The one thing you wouldn't want to do is exactly what the president did, which is announced 2 years in advance, no matter what the situation is, we intend to leave. Or fail to put whatever pressure was necessary on Maliki to have the kind of agreement that we would have had, to have the level of troops that military leaders at the time said was the necessary number to stay there safely and continue to provide the kind of security and stability that American families who lost people, American commitment in various ways would have been honored by seeing that the status of Iraq in 2009, 10, and 11 was actually pretty good. But now to think that we're possibly flying air support for Iran is another indication of just how many problems we created by not being willing to do what was a tried and true American commitment since World War II to help stabilize the world by following up on the military actions that we took. Didn't have to be there, didn't have to lose American lives necessarily, but once you do that, there's some long-term commitment to make that loss of life and focus of our country one that produces a positive result. And I think the president and Prime Minister Maliki both failed their country by not coming to the necessary agreement to do that, and the president showed in his Afghanistan announcement just how satisfied he was with that failure in Iraq, that he was willing to repeat it. Surely this will cause the president to rethink that announcement.
Wasn't that withdrawal timetable that was signed by President Bush, right?
No, not at all. And in fact, when President Bush left, the surge had worked. Petraeus and Crocker were in constant communication with Maliki, and the situation was very stable. The decision as to how many people to leave in 2011 was actually 3 years after the end of the third year of the Obama administration, and no president makes a commitment for another president 3 years in advance. Eventually, we would have to leave if you don't have a status of forces agreement. But since you want to prolong this in Afghanistan, both of the candidates for president had said they're willing to sign one and sign one for a very long time. And the president of the United States said, we really don't want to do that. We're leaving there in 2 years. That's the same attitude he had in Iraq. And the chickens have come home to roost in Iraq. And many people at the time that bad decision was made were saying, what will happen without a stabilizing presence there is the great effort made by Americans and the peace that was relatively secure for Iraq in 2009-10-11 will be lost, and it has been lost, and lots of people have died in the last days and months, and the same thing will happen in Afghanistan if we repeat this in Afghanistan.
Karmah Karzai, the head of Afghanistan, of course, has not been on good terms with U.S.
He's been on particularly bad terms with this president, no question about that. But the two leading candidates for president have both announced that they are more than happy to sign a long-term status of forces agreement with the United States. In the face of that, the United States announced we really don't want a long-term status of forces agreement because we're leaving in 2 years. And by the way, we're sending back the board of directors of the Taliban to see how much damage they can do in the next 2 years to get ready for that. In fact, I heard Secretary Clinton say over the weekend, and I'd love for you to verify this quote. I heard it, and I'm sure it's roughly what she said, which was, well, the five guys that were released from the Taliban, and by the way, the reason they wanted five, that's all we had. We released every person we had as a Taliban mastermind. She said, they're not really going to be focused on doing a lot of damage to the United States. They'll be focused on doing bad things in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, at what other time ever did the United States announce to countries that were supposed to be our friends, that, by the way, we're letting these people go, and we're really not too concerned because most of the bad things they're going to do are going to be in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Whoever the new president of the country will be, assuming the elections where people made great efforts to vote are honored, will not be Karzai, and would be willing to work with the United States for a presence there that would allow them to continue to move forward with the direction that lots of American families, and I know for a fact a significant number of Missouri families, lost family members and sustained long-term injuries for an outcome that we have some obligation to try to secure, and we can do that in a way that doesn't have a combat role, but just our mere presence, as it has in other places around the world, can have a stabilizing role.